Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams.
You're listening to the Manifest Miracles podcast, dialed into the frequency of abundance, always and in always. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. And for the last 5 years, I've obsessively dedicated my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. We truly are more powerful than we can even imagine, and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. Now, I can't tell you which thought leader or topic we'll be discussing in our 30-minute pod, but I do guarantee that in every single episode, you will learn something about your divine power, the collective, and how to attract or manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. So let's get started manifesting your miracle right now. It's time to manifest your miracle. Hey, it's time to manifest your miracle. Hey, it's time to manifest your miracle. Hey. Now, if this is your first time tuning in to Manifesting Miracles, welcome. If you've been listening from the start, if you're a new subscriber, if you have sent this podcast to at least 5 of your friends or coworkers, or maybe your enemies because you want them to stop bugging you. Whatever it is, you are part of the collective. We are all here as a collection of souls here to translate and inspire each other to manifest our miracles every single day. And when we sit in the alignment of our abundance, we want to see others rise, because we know that when we are all manifesting together, that it makes manifesting much easier. When we're all in belief, when we're all in love, when we're all in the energy of our divine abundance, of our alignment, of the time that it is right now to be the receiver of this reality. It is imperative for us to understand that we must share this content. Whether I'm alive, whether I'm on the planet Earth any longer in my human form, matters not. If this is the year 2022 and I am deceased, and this is the last podcast I ever recorded, you should be sharing it, and you should be touting it, and you should still go into Apple iTunes and write me a review, and you should still sign up for my newsletter, because I'm sure someone has taken over the platform. Because you, my beloved divine light energy, are not here to live and to be and to reside and to become a structure in the energy of your absence of the thing that you want manifested most. Because here on the beautiful teaching planet called Earth, where we wait so long to come here and incarnate to, we came here to be creators. We came here to test the boundaries of our resistance. We're here to expand in ways that nobody will ever understand, because they are not living your truth in your reality. They're not living in the residence of your abilities. They're living in the desires that they came here to create. So we're all selfish because we're all looking at it through our self view, right? We're all looking at it through our perspective. So how dare you not agree with somebody else? Excuse me, hands up in the air. It is time for you to not agree with anybody but yourself. You are the creator of your destiny, which means you're the creator of everything. Now, today's episode is how to transmute fear about anything. Does that mean that I don't have fear? Does that mean that I don't have lack? Does that mean that I don't have these anxieties? Of course not. Of course I do. I'm a spirit in a human being trying to be human when I know I am so much more. I'm expansive. I'm resilient. I'm powerful. And so are you. We are all from the same creator. We have the same DNA, with the same blood runs through our system, the same organs in each of our bodies. So why is it something like fear, which is a motherfucking liar, can have such a dominance over our ability to manifest? What is it about this energy, vibration, and frequency that as human beings, we just get stopped on? So I want you to understand that you are here to transmute that energy, to be clear, to focus, and to skip out and skip into the alignment, the glory, the sunshine, and the light of your light and your life. So the other day I had a client who had a huge issue, and I won't go into anything personal, but he was extremely doubtful and extremely fearful for one of his children. And all he could do over and over and over again in our session, in our clarity call, was talk about this innate fear, about how somebody would take advantage of her, about how he never knew his wife had been sexually assaulted. And when his daughter turned 15, it reminded the wife of it, and she had a huge breakdown. And so now he worried that he was instilling all of this fear that he was feeling onto her, and he was right. And so I told him, let's start by describing on a sheet of paper what is the things that this situation is really about. Is it about uneasiness? Is it about anxiety? Is it about lack? Is it about unworthiness? Is it about powerlessness? Is it just worry? Is it sadness? Is it that you don't have the abilities to control everything? Is it the fear? Is it the sadness? Is it the unworthiness? Is it the doubt? Is it the lack? Is it the uneasiness? Is it feeling lost? Is it feeling sad? Is it feeling uncompliant with this energy? It's usually more about a situation and not really about the things that you're focusing in on. It's about you realizing that you, in your desire, that you are worthy, or you are the opposite of it. You are the opposite of fear. You are strength. You are the opposite of unworthiness. You are worthy. You're the opposite of sad. You're happy. You're the opposite of worried. You're strong. You're on the opposite of lost. You're guided. You're on the opposite of uneasy. You're strong. You're on the opposite of powerless. You have unlimited power. And in realizing you're creating energy towards a new manifestation, that it's actually about what you know. And it's what you know versus what you believe, right? Because we know what a belief is. A belief is something that somebody passed down to us. They believe you can't be wealthy. They believe you can't create your own reality. They believe that you're trapped in your anxiety. They believe that we're never going to have it better than this, so shut up and take what you got and be happy about it. They believe, and they made you believe. But what do you know? What do you know? You know that these are just energies that need to be explored, that need to be investigated. And when we are so much in, we instantly realize that we could be weak in that desire. You see, he was so caught up in the fact that his daughter was going to be out there on her own. Now, perhaps it was because maybe he pushed a girl past her, maybe point when she was inebriated. Not that he forced it, but that maybe he crossed a line. Maybe hearing his wife's story about her situation, about being pinned down, about all of it. Now you know what time it is. Was dredging up these desires inside of him to be a fighter, to wish that he could take that pain away from the people he loved the most. But when we realize we could be weak in this desire, we energetically also can activate and remember that you are not this situation. She's not that situation. You're not that situation. They're not that situation. You're not alone. You are guided. You are gaining positive momentum by speaking to her about your deepest desire. You are a problem solver. You can focus on the outcome and finish that alignment to its completion when you understand that in the actual absorbing of the emotion, the energy and the frequency and the vibration, you are actually shifting. And the purpose of being here is to be a creator, not to dominate anything, not any person, not any situation, not any outcome. No, it's not. It's to find the energy of the alignment and to see the version that we desire and celebrate it now. But when we create the idea and just allow it to be, you can shift and shape out instantly and not align with your blocks. And when you don't align with your blocks and you understand that you're the opposite, what do you become? You become a magnet, you become an attractor. You're a magnet. And could it be that you knew by activating that thing, that desire, that person, that place, that situation that allows the fear to creep its ugly, nasty head, that you were actually ready to evoke, engage, and align with a bigger and more bountiful reality? Because you're a creator, because you're protected, because you're aligned, because this is the path, because this is why you came here, because you are guided by the stars and the solar systems and the planets, and all of it was created by the creator who created everything. Hey, are you ready to manifest the life of your dreams? To level up in all areas, from love to money to happiness to opportunities? You see, I take my clients to the next level on a transformational journey to change their life and to manifest the life of their dreams. And I'm ready to do that for you too. All you have to do is go to Michelle J. Lamont, michellejlamont.com, and send me a form on my contact form, or to email me at info@michellejlamont.com. Or to go to my Instagram, Michelle J. Lamont, and tap on my link tree and book your session right now, or to DM me. Again, Michelle J. Lamont on .com, Michelle J. Lamont info. And in that desire, and in that wanting, and in that modality, you are in the desired way to create and break through anything that was holding you back. You're no longer a vibrational match to the fear, to the doubt, to the lack, because you have seen that and you said, wait a second, I wrote all this out on a piece of paper. I analyze what it really is, and I realize that I'm activating a brand new cycle. Because I can look fear in the face and say, okay, I have seen you before. I can look doubt in the face and say, yep, you're my ugly twin sister, twin brother. Yep, unworthiness, I'm worthy. I've validated my worthiness by listening to this podcast. I squashed my fear by seeking a resolution. I'm going to make a list of all of the things and then understand that they are just in my energy. And if they're in my energy and I can snap back into something that is better for me, then I can easily manifest the outcome that I really want. And when you're focused in on the outcome that you really want and you're celebrating it and you're finding joy in it right now, whether it's here or not, whether it's a job or a situation or a person or money or whatever it is, then you have learned, haven't you? You have learned, you have expanded, you see that the fear had a purpose and that you can be the alchemist of this energy instantly by switching gears and realizing that you've been here before. Come on now, are you listening? Is this thing on? It's you, it's you, it's you, it's all you. So you know exactly what to do. You are the genie and the bottle. The bottle is the body and the genie is the soul. And you can't have expansion without fear and doubt and unworthiness. Because then you really don't think you're going to get it at all. You just bottle it back up. You say, no, I'm not going to turn this faucet on. I'm not going to allow this energy in. I'm actually just going to shift back into, I don't really want it. Maybe one day, it's not really for me. And in my client's case, he wanted to stop her from going out. He wanted to stop her from driving. He found himself grounding her for really ridiculous reasons over and over and over again. And when he sat down, he said, I raised an incredible young lady. I know who she is. Her mother and I raised her to be strong and to be fearless. And to say no, and to know her boundaries and her limits. And I said, yes, you did. And you can't go back in time and rewrite anything. But you can forgive yourself for what you did and where you were and who you had to be in those moments in time to get here, to teach her what was not taught to her mother and what was not taught to him. And now she's in the energy and the sunshine and the nirvana of her life. And don't steal her joy because of your lack. You see, your lack is allowing you to open up new vibrations and break through ancestral trauma in a way that nobody in your family has ever done before. And you are a badass motherfucking creator. And you live in the energy and the divinity of your alignment at all points. So when you're aligning in that low vibration, don't let it feel like an albatross across your neck. Understand that you must step through the uncomfortability to expand into the reality where the creation is. Frequency, energy, manifestation, it's all in alignment together. Energy, frequency, vibration. Energy, frequency, vibration. And so as we realize who we really are, and as we see the light shining into the abyss, and we start to walk into that unknown black hole where we are vulnerable, or we are watching somebody become vulnerable, and you want to save them, you can't. They're on their own path. Just like you are, and just like I am, and just like each and every one of us. So I create these tutorials I call podcasts as a love letter to God, my guides, my higher self, my angels, my nieces, my nephews, and all the children that they may produce, all the lives that tune in, and all the lives that are impacted by the people that tune in, share, spread, and create. Because walking into the abyss with you is the greatest joy of my life. And if this podcast isn't enough, and I am still taking in oxygen, H2O, here on the planet Earth, you can book a free 15-minute session with me. The first 15's on me, baby. As each and every one of these podcasts are. I pay for them to be broadcast and produced because I believe in you. And I believe that you're going to help raise the vibration of the collective by standing strong and putting your hand in the air and saying, I'm a creator, 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 a creator. And nothing comes from nothing. Nothing comes from nothing. So when you are in the abyss of fear, of doubt, of unworthiness, of lack, of all of those beautiful, divine, disgusting, and terrible, stinky, smelly, sweaty emotions, when you're in the underbelly of the beast, you're not dead. You're not squashed. You're not going to suffocate. This is just so you can swim in the stars and live freely as you intended to. So remember, it's a gift to be here. It's a gift to have fear. It's a gift to have unworthiness. It's a gift to be a transmuter of fear, the alchemist of your reality. And oh my God, yes, God, I love you. But oh my God, are you fucking known? There is absolute proof of this. You can ask for a sign and you will receive it. Boom. Ask for when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Latzu. Boom. I'm open to everything and attached to nothing. Dr. Wayne Dyer. Boom. We are energy, frequency, and vibration, Tesla. All of the geniuses of the planet know these three things as fact. Energy, frequency, and vibration are all that we are. We seem solid, but we're not. Energetically, emotionally, financially, physically, everything is moving in a momentum that can't be stopped. So don't go down like the ostrich and put your head in the sand and say, oh no, not me, someone else, someone else, someone else. Why not you? Why not you? Who told you that? They don't know what they're talking about. They don't see you. They only see their own fear. So you, my beloved, you are the alchemist of this journey. And every second that you close your eyes and put your head back in the sand and say, I'm not worthy. There's too much risk. This isn't going to happen. It's just a part of the evolution of you. Don't be so scared, baby. It's okay. Everybody knows you. You're surrounded by a team of light at all times. They guided you to this podcast. They made sure that you were going to be in alignment by understanding who you are. And I know, and I know, and I know it's scary. But trust me, when you write that shit out and you examine it and you say, okay, part of my growth is part of this. Oh, it's 12:12. Hey, 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 hey. Angels love me. 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 Okay, now it's 12:13. Remember, baby, this soul on the other end of this mic is 100% convinced that you can flip this script. And I'm here for you. And if you don't want to book a session, or you don't want to get my free ebook, or you don't want to sign up for my newsletter, or you don't want to take one of my courses, or you don't want to come to my retreats, and you want to stay where you are, go listen to another podcast. Listen to 44, listen to 19, listen to number 2, listen to 27, listen to 71. I promise you that if you keep going through the catalog and you keep listening and you keep igniting, that this will shift. You will become the alchemist of this energy. So in order for me to not monopolize your day, I'm going to let you go. Just right now. I'll be back. But if you need me, you know how to find me. MichelleJLamont.com. Michelle J. Lamont on Instagram. As long as I'm on the planet, I will find you or you will find me. You've already found me, so reach out. Let's do it. And thank you so much to all of you. I have close to 125 reviews in the first year alone. And as I crawl into year 2, how many I don't know, I thank each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart. And I want you to know that every Sunday I pray and I meditate for you. And each and every day I give thanks to you. And I love you. And you're so, so worthy of all of it. So until next time, I'm Michelle Juanita Lamont. Go manifest your miracle today!